You're driving to work one day when you suddenly wonder, did I turn off the hob? You begin to mentally trace your steps from earlier that morning, but you still can't remember turning it off. You probably did. But what if you didn't? Your anxiety begins to build as the image of the hob catching on fire pops into your head. Just then, the person in the car in front of you slams on the brakes. You clutch the steering wheel tightly and hit your own brakes hard, stopping just in time. Your whole body is activated with a surge of energy and your heart is pounding. But you're safe. Take some deep breaths. That was close. Anxiety, it seems, is all around us. If you carefully consider the events in the previous scenario, you'll notice that they illustrate two very different ways that anxiety begins, through what we think about and through reactions to our environment. This is because anxiety can be initiated by two very different areas of the human brain, the cortex and the amygdala. Two separate pathways in the brain can give rise to anxiety, and each pathway needs to be understood and treated for maximum relief. This understanding is the result of years of research in a field known as neuroscience, which is the science of the structure and function of the nervous system, including the brain.